Hey, welcome to the Purposely Derailed podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Marrero Wilson, licensed social worker and author. Here we ride the track with all things mental health and get purposely derailed on the ways Christ is showing up in our lives. So if you think you've got it all together or crying out for grace, tune in with someone who's right there with you and let's get through it together. This is Purposely Derailed. Welcome back, everybody. Stephanie, your host here. And first and foremost, let me say thank you to everybody for being patient. There have a lot of things have been going on that have caused a little bit of a delay in my schedule around posting. But we are here, and I am so happy. I feel like I need to drop the volume on this a little bit because it's picking up the world. So let me do that. Okay. So yeah, there's just been a lot of different things kind of going on. And you know, I struggle with that a little bit too, to say like re-explaining every single time if there's been a gap, whereas also validating the fact that when I started doing this podcast, I was very adamant about this is just going to be my real life, and real life isn't perfect, and real life is really hard to maintain structurally scheduled. So I am doing my best, but I felt really, I don't want to say called, but like I really wanted to talk about something that I was just like very much revealed to me recently. And so I want to talk about the fact that I shared in one of my podcast episodes about like my history with trigger warning. I am going to be talking about suicidal ideation, and kind of life after. So if that's something that's hard for you to listen to, please, by all means, do not feel like you have to listen to this episode. It's okay. I will add some resources in the description to this. If you need support, or if you know someone who needs it, like absolutely seek that out, because resources are out there. But what I was going to speak to a little bit was life after, right? And so again, I tell everybody, I'm a therapist with a therapist, right? And so that's really important to me, because I think that it's really valuable to, one, have like a lived experience to understand the vulnerability it takes to meet with somebody and tell them all your business and expect them to help you work through it without any bias or judgment. And it keeps me present as a provider to know that the person across from me, I am also that person. So in my last therapy session, I think something that came up for me was sense of self and struggling with like this who am I type of thing. And I think that that's also kind of very trending right now. So like, what is your purpose in life? And despite whatever belief system you might have, I think they all kind of tether in the same direction of like, I'm here for something greater than me. And so in my case, I've been blessed with so much opportunity to meet people, be part of great experiences, work in wonderful environments, support people of all walks of life. And for whatever reason, I struggle to present confidently in those spaces, almost like undeserving, right? Like I am not worthy to be here or whatever it may be. And I become avoidant. It's like, well, shit, I don't feel like I belong here anyway. So peace. And that becomes easier, right? Than like having to face the confrontation. And it's not fear of confrontation, because quite contrary, like I can handle myself when it comes to, you know, actual difficult conversation and discourse around like, you know, just perspective or whatever it may be. Like I feel fine in doing that. However, when I know that I have an opposing view, opposing perspective, or something that is just going to quote unquote shake something up, and it could impact somebody else maybe negatively, I would rather not. And it's something that dawned on me where I realized it's just easier for me to make sure the other person is okay, even if that means it's to my detriment, right? And that's not okay, right? I would tell anybody I work with, like, well, no, you know, you got to show up for you. And then if you're showing up for somebody else to your detriment, like, that's not good for you. So we got to talk about boundaries, blah, 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 blah. And I think I've shared that my trauma response is appeasing. It's like, let me just take care of the stuff so that everybody's okay. We're all okay. And fine, I'll just carry it. It's fine. Whereas like I'm trying to separate myself from that. And I've been working at that for quite some time, but it means that it has me in this really like strange state of vulnerability. And as a result, I become avoidant because I don't want to have difficult conversations that might make somebody else be like, oh, well, she makes a point. Like that probably sounds weird. But it's the only thing that I feel like I'm almost protecting other people from my perspective, possibly dismantling their belief or their idea of something or whatever it may be. So, I had someone share with me this quote, and let me see if I can recall it, right? So it's not gonna be verbatim because my memory, it does not work that way. But it was something to the effect of, in order to be peaceful, you have to be willing to, you have to be willing to, so basically stir things up. If you're not willing or you're not able to stir things up, then you're not peaceful. You're just harmless. And that like struck me. I got to find like the actual quote, but it was instead of stir things up. I don't know if it meant like you got to be willing to like just you get the point, right? So it was something like that. And regardless of the specifics, it struck me because it was like, okay, am I being harmless or am I being peaceful? And when I think about that, I would say, well, no, if I'm being avoidant, I guess I'm just being harmless because I'm still like ruminating in the emotion that situation led to. And I'm just not voicing it because I don't want the other person to feel bad, but I'm allowing myself to feel bad. And no. We're not doing that. And that is my goal, right? Is to work at that and to name that and to say like, no, it's okay to tell this person or these people or, you know, let it be known that, no, we don't agree. Or no, I don't see it that way. Or no, I don't have to change my view to adapt yours or whatever it is, as opposed to, and then work through that as opposed to walking away from it altogether. And then it's to my detriment because I genuinely believe God puts me in places because he knows that there's something I can do there, or there's an experience to learn there, or there's something I'm going to take away or a lesson or whatever it may be. If I'm praying to him to help me get closer to him or help me get wisdom or help me get knowledge or help me get strength, he is going to answer my prayers by giving me things that will exercise those muscles. And I'm probably going to be like, bro, this isn't what I was praying for. And he's going to be like, no, but it is. Because if you're praying for wisdom, I need to put you in places where you don't know everything and you can gain wisdom. You can gain knowledge. And it's going to be a challenge because you don't know, right? If you're praying for peace, then I'm going to put you in chaos so you can learn how to exercise that muscle and put yourself in a state of peace. And all of it is going to cause you to come back to me and bring it to me and increase your faith because you're going to see that you're working through it. So if he's putting me in places that are making me uncomfortable, like quite apparently uncomfortable, And I am choosing to save face and just walk away because I ain't got the energy to it. You know, all those excuses like, too old for the drama. You know, I don't got the time. I don't got no energy. It's beneath me. Whatever it may be, then am I really gaining anything when he's trying to answer my prayers by this trial? And I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm gonna go this way. I'm not. And then I'm going back to him and I'm praying for the same thing. He's like, yo, okay. So I'm gonna give you another trial. And are you gonna show up? And so for me, it's been community, right? So I have really desired more community, more like-minded people, and more different experiences when it comes to just social work in general. And so I've worked with a pretty expansive like range of populations, but wanted to experience something different. And continue just expanding my, if you work in social work, if human services or anything like that, you know that we're forever learning and forever just, you know, training. And so I just want to constantly be in spaces that I'm learning new things and adapting to. And so praying for both community and then like just that training and career piece have placed me in situations and around groups of people that are new experiences. And things that I think I could hear my daughter singing in her room. It's okay. She's my background music. So things that have made me feel like I actually don't belong. And that's the lie of the enemy, right? It's like, well, no, you have to walk into that room confidently knowing that God put you there for a reason. So I was missing that. And so I think to some extent I still am. But we're just being transparent here. So I was in two very unique situations and grateful for both, right? One of them currently still in, the other one walked away from. And I walked away from the other one because of feeling defensive and feeling like there was just almost too much too soon for me. And so that was the muscle I was supposed to exercise is I don't need, and I talk about this as a provider. I talk about like, you know, getting reactive versus responsive, being able to slow down your thought process and give an appropriate response to something without feeling like you're acting on impulse. And so for whatever reason, obviously we don't take our own advice. And so instead I walked away and I stand by that decision. Don't get me wrong. And it's still something though that feels unresolved to that extent of like, I chose to not exercise that muscle. I could have instead learned how to navigate difficult conversations that maybe wouldn't put me on a defense, right? And I didn't do that. So I was placed in another situation right now where it's something that has been, you guys hear my daughter? She loves singing. She was doing singing lessons and really enjoyed them. She loves to sing. So we're going to let her do her thing. So I walk away from that where I'm like, I don't feel equipped right now to have these kinds of conversations where I feel like I'm constantly having to navigate belief systems and approaches and modalities and whatever it may be, and just perspective. Conversations on perspective. It felt really exhausting. But at the same time, really rewarding. So, you know, I did what I could and I was like, I need to, this is a lot. So now fast forward, I'm in another kind of situation where it's the same skill that God is trying to sharpen, right? I prayed for it, and it's navigating difficult conversations and being able to, you know, discuss perspective and approach and modalities. And it's just a different environment. And I think what God really revealed to me was one environment consisted, was more personal, was a lot more personal to belief system, right? Whereas the second environment is a more, is more professional around belief system. And I feel more equipped when it comes to the professional piece, right? Because I have a framework around that, whereas the personal was more on like kind of dismantling a little bit to framework that I've, you know, I've aligned with. And it was very jarring. I think at the momentum, it was kind of moving. And I needed to slow down. And I support my decision to do that. Don't get me wrong. I have no regrets because, again, you can't be in spaces that are causing, I couldn't stay there to appease anybody else. It had to be a for me thing. And I knew that where I was, the experience that I was, I got what I kind of needed. and it's not like I'm, like the trial still isn't there because it's presenting itself in another area of my life. So this is God saying, hey, cool, about that prayer that you wanted, you were asking for strength and resiliency and the ability to discern and all of that. So, okay, here is a trial and you can do this. Are you going to walk away or are you going to do it? Y'all, I contemplated walking away. I did. Until session with my therapist and, you know, we're kind of backtracking and I realized I'm like, you know, things shifted for me a little bit. After the passing of my uncle, things shifted for me a little bit, just a lot of like kind of family stuff in general. And I realized like, I'm like, I put solid boundaries on this idea of appeasing people and doing things for other people and to my detriment. And when I did that, y'all, I swear I lost all sense of self. I didn't realize that I had created my identity based off of doing for other people and that alone. And so when you tack on being a provider, being a parent, a wife, you know, all these other things, it's like, yeah, you know, we're constantly giving, but when your entire identity is based off like what you can do to keep the peace, especially growing up in kind of different kinds of chaos, you just want to stay the peacemaker. That the minute that I said I wasn't doing that anymore, and I put that boundary, I went into a spiral without even realizing I went into a spiral. Because it's like it took my life's work away from me, that one boundary. And that's why when we talk about, you know, you have to have these boundaries, you need to make sure that you're showing up for you and you're prioritizing yourself, and we can't let people, it's not that easy. Because one simple boundary to say, I am not going to be the one that's focused solely on keeping the peace, set me off. And I'm well equipped in this field as a provider. Imagine not having the proper support and tools and you know, structure to be able to do that, and the coping mechanisms and the fundamentals around how to show up for yourself. Imagine not having that and then just trying to dive into that. It could be detrimental, right? It could send you into just an overall spiral and put you at risk. And so that's kind of where I found myself. Not at risk of like, nothing suicidal or anything like that. But I realized I'm like losing this idea of like identity or sense of self and who I am. I quickly realized that going back to the times where, you know, I did attempt to take my life was when everything I was doing for other people didn't matter. So then I felt worthless, right? So my first, I was 9. I can't fully remember what triggered that. But when I think back to 15 and 17, those two attempts, one had to do with my dad and one had to do with an ex-boyfriend. It was just feeling like I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Like I didn't do enough. I suck. So yeah, bye. Again, like it was to my detriment and it still wasn't enough. So like I am worthless. And so now it's like, well, I'm not, you know, suicidal right now. And I'm not, you know, like I feel better about having navigated that part of my life. But now I'm almost forced to face the fact that if I don't feel like I'm showing up for, there's my dog. If I don't feel like I'm doing something that's showing up for someone else, I don't know who I am in detail aside from the roles that I fall under. Like, okay, strip me from everything. I don't have a sense of self, but I know I'm a mom. I do mom things. I know I'm a wife. I do wife things. I know I'm a provider, so I show up for clients and I serve. I know I believe in God, so I spend some time with him. But it's almost like going through the motions because it's like, well, but then when it comes to the things for me and the goals that I've set, I can't show up for them because I don't understand yet what I'm trying to do for me, Stephanie, the individual person that has decided to put a boundary with appeasing. And that's scary, right? So again, I'm super grateful for the husband that I have, the supports that I have, the therapist I have, and I am well equipped to navigate this, right? Incredibly grateful. And I wouldn't be able to even just have a transparent conversation like this with myself. If not for those people, I wouldn't feel safe enough to do that. But I feel safe enough putting this out to the world because I can guarantee I'm not the only person that feels like this, right? You remove all the other roles that you have that you don't even know who you are. And I know a lot of moms have felt that way, like in you know, coming into motherhood, it's like, you take that on and we've sacrificed our body. We've sacrificed our routine. We've sacrificed so much that we just lose ourselves in it. And then we're just like, wow, I have to like dig at myself to find out who I was and who I am now. And it's, well, not who I was, but who I am now. And that's the part, right? Is I knew who I was when I was appeasing everybody, when I was the peacemaker, when I would do whatever it takes, bend over backwards for anybody else, even if it meant it was like sacrificial to me. I didn't care. Even if it meant that I wasn't feeling good after the fact, I didn't care because I did it for someone else. And yes, there's like some, you know, it's selflessness and that's great. But if I'm trying to like maintain that and be able to have longevity in that, I can't constantly do it to my detriment. No, there has to be some boundaries and some structure to that approach, right? And I have to take care of myself and prioritize myself like they do on the plane, like the mask over you first. And that's not selfish, but culture will tell you it is. So in all of that, I'm realizing that this journey, quote unquote, journey to self-discovery, it has layers to it, right? Because the person that I'm discovering myself to be now is not going to be the person that I'm discovering myself to be next year or next month or, you know, 10 years from now, because we're ever evolving, right? We're always changing. We're always transforming and growing and expanding and all the ings. But right now, the biggest crossroads is that is how can I still stay true to my level of humility and selflessness without it being detrimental? And as a result of not knowing how to do that properly, I became avoidant, which meant that I was avoiding people at all costs. All costs, because I'm like, I can't navigate the space. I can't put the boundary. I'm either like one extreme or the other. Either I'm just no boundaries. And yeah, sure, come and tell me everything that you're going through and come and pour it all onto me. And just like, don't even ask me my permission. I'm fine. It's fine. This is fine. Like the little dog with the house on fire. Or like, don't come over at all. One or the other. Like, don't come over at all. And I'm not responding to any messages. And I just, because it's this one or the other right now. It's very black and white thinking, which normally I'm not like that. But this is such a area of deeply rooted trauma response that it pulls me in either extreme. And it takes a lot of self-awareness to stay present and knowing like, okay, coherently make a decision. Can you just remind yourself and reestablish the boundary that has to be here? Like being asked, are you in a space to kind of carry what I'm about to bring to you? You know, is it okay if we get into this conversation as to like around belief system, or, you know, just normalize people asking. And when they don't, remind them, hey, I'm not in a space for that. Can, like, and they might receive that as being rude or whatever it may be. And can you have peace around the fact that maybe this person was offended by the fact that you laid a boundary and not jump into like, no, never mind, I'm going to appease, and not just avoid it altogether and let them pour onto you and drain you. And then you're just like dysfunctional. So I don't know, this felt more like a tangent, but it's where I'm at. Right. And that was the whole point of me having this podcast, is to keep it a buck and just like name it all what it is. I'm not forcing myself to come onto here and be the professional or be the ever knowing, all knowing, whatever it may be. I'm just feeling like I need to speak on things and that are happening in my life. And maybe that feels like it can, you know, help someone else that's maybe experiencing the same thing. So it's like, yo, we're in this together. And just kind of create some normalcy around it. And I think that obviously we'll figure this stuff out. I don't have a doubt in that. Like, I know this is just like, again, it's exercise. You're training. This is like a Rocky montage for my mental health. But it doesn't make it any easier. And staying really coherent in that is difficult, right? Like, you just want to dissociate, like, never mind, or go to sleep or whatever it is. But that's why your supports matter. That's why these resources that are available matter, you know, when it comes to just seeking support and mental health. Yeah. And so, I don't know, you guys, I think like right now, so where am I at right now? I am still not very responsive to messages, because I feel like I'll be pouring out of an empty cup if I try to engage in conversation that lasts longer than 5 minutes or that has depth to it, because I can't right now. I'm reminding myself that that is okay. I am reminding myself that I can bring my burdens to God, and he will give me rest, and I'm in my Bible, and, you know, I'm just finding my footing in walking this new, it's a new path for me, but it's the one that God's had there for me all along, right? That he's known has been there, and it's just being revealed to me where I step outside of the identity I created, you know, as a result of trauma, and step into the identity that he, you know, created me to be, and do that confidently. And that confidence piece is what's hard, right? Because we get tugged on by all these like flesh things and worldly things of presentation and algorithm and all. That's why I have to stay off social media, because I'm like, I can't get caught up in that. This isn't, you know, this isn't me trying to measure what I'm doing based off like numbers or success, nothing like that. This is just me like using my voice to share with the world the compassion that God has had in my life, and continues to have, and the way he's worked miracles. And so that's it. I'm just like trying to be his walking testimony, you know? I hope you guys are all doing all right. And I'm okay. Like I said, I'm very grateful for the supports that I do have that just allow me to safely navigate you know, this thought process. And I know that not everybody has that. So, you know, just remember, be kind to each other. You never know what somebody's going through or what they're enduring or what mental gymnastics is happening in their heads when you're interacting with them. Always ask permission if someone, you know, if someone's in the space to hear your current venting tangent, because that should be more, you know, routine, more custom to say like, hey, I really need to talk, but like, are you in a space for that? Because we just never know. We never know if something that we're bringing to somebody could be like triggering for them. And just watch how we talk to people, watch how we talk about people. That is currently my biggest trial, right? Is being in spaces where I'm hearing how people talk about other people. And it disturbs my spirit so much. And I'm like, you know, it is not what goes into a man's mouth that defiles him, but what comes out of a man's mouth that defiles him, because what comes out is coming from the heart, right? And so just being mindful to be slow to speak and quick to listen. But sometimes you just, it's like, it makes, it just tugs on old parts of you that just want to say things. And so that's the muscles that God has me exercising right now. And I'm very aware of it. And it's a very conscious decision to say, like, don't react. Don't react. And, you know, just reminding that he's there. And while he's there, so is the enemy trying to get a reaction out of you. So hopefully, I mean, this reaches somebody. If not, it's reaching me, right? These are things I think I needed to just say out loud too. So overall, that was a big, like, what is that called? Tongue slap? Tongue slap. It was a big mouth sound. That's not my kind of ASMR. Do you guys like ASMR? I'm big on ASMR. Like, yeah, I need that to go to sleep sometimes. Anyway, I'm spiraling now at this point. I actually have to go right now. So I hope that, you know, this reaches someone. Like I said, I just also feel like I needed to speak out loud and kind of get back into the momentum of things. And I'm giving myself grace to do this at my pace, because this is just how it's supposed to be. This is supposed to be real and authentic and not structured. And reality is that not every single week do I feel prepared to sit here and say something. And I also don't fully feel 100% on pre-recording a bunch of different things just to have them ready to go out on a schedule, because that might not be what I'm going through at that week, you know? And it's really important for me to try to put this out in a way that is true to the moment. So that's all. Overall, I hope you're all doing okay. I hope that we're all ready to move past this daylight savings time and it be long summer days again, because I am ready. Seasonal depression is a bitch. But overall, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and let me know your thoughts around this, please. If anything I said resonates with you, please let me know. If you're someone that you would like to be on the podcast, also please reach out and let me know. It's unfiltered, unedited, and it just gets posted, so you gotta be okay with that. Overall, you guys take care and God bless. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to the Purposely Derailed podcast. For more information about me or about my books, Ollie the Calming Elf and Ellie the Meditation Elf, please visit my website at www.beneaththehealing.com. And remember, go out and live the best life that you can, as it is in His will.